ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's program in this series, In the Path of the Imam. In our earlier episodes, we pointed out that the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was a self-built character who had reached the pinnacles of piety and, in accordance with Islamic teachings, developed a highly ethical relationship with people from all walks of life. We also spoke of his approach towards the deprived and disadvantaged strata of society, noting that the Imam acted kindly towards the poor and the needy, both in his personal life and in the political social arenas. We then elaborated on the outlook and behavior of the late Imam towards martyrs and their families. Last week, we focused on the steadfastness of that sage of the age during his 14 years in exile in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq, in the shadows of the blessed shrine of the leader of the pious and the commander of the faithful, the gateway of knowledge and wisdom and the symbol of justice, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first divinely designated heir of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to all mankind, and the universal message of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We continue our discussion today on the patience and steadfastness of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, against the repressive and unrepresentative Ba'athist minority regime of Baghdad during his years of exile in Najaf in Iraq. Stay with us. The repressive Ba'athist regime of Iraq, in a futile bid to weaken Imam Khomeini's indomitable resolve, piled psychological pressure upon him. The Imam, however, never gave in to this psychological war. One of his associates, Hujjat al-Islam Sayyid Mahmoud Duai, recounts in his memoirs an instance of the late Imam's grandeur and resilience in the face of the climate of fear which was incited by the godless Ba'athist party officials. He notes, following the passing away of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim in 1969, the Ba'athist hypocrites made strenuous efforts to earn credibility among the long-suppressed Shia Muslim majority of Iraq. In order to deceive the masses, the then Iraqi president, General Ahmad Hassan al-Bakr, took part in Grand Ayatollah's funeral, accompanied by his appointed officials of the Najaf and Karbala provinces. When Imam Khomeini organized the memorial service for Grand Ayatollah Mohsen al-Hakim, these hypocrites also decided to attend it, as they intended to deceive the people in believing that they are sympathetic to Imam Khomeini because of his political campaign against Iran's Pahlavi regime. Throughout the memorial ceremony, Imam Khomeini sat next to the entrance, greeting and welcoming all visitors. Upon the arrival of the Governor General and other Ba'athist officials, whilst people were eager to see his reaction, the Imam remained motionless on the carpet that he was sitting on without the least intention to stand up. As a result, the Governor General and his party were forced to bend and shake hands with Imam Khomeini. In the meantime, when a religious scholar arrived at the memorial service, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, gently stood up and warmly welcomed him.
¶¶
An Iraqi gentleman relates that it was the habit of Imam Khomeini not to respond to the greetings of some people during unintended encounters. Later, these persons came to know that his attitude of the Imam was for their own safety, because anyone found suspected of maintaining contacts with him would be persecuted by the ungodly Ba'athist regime. It has also been related that the father of the Islamic Revolution, who regarded himself as a humble servant of the Prophet and the infallible Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, used to visit twice a day the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. He used to perform the ritual prayers every day in the holy shrine and recite supplications. This is whilst the other religious authorities did not visit the holy shrine with such frequency. When asked the reason for his devotion to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, he replied, "It would be a great loss if someone staying in Najaf fails to benefit from the ocean of knowledge and wisdom." In 1975, upon the conclusion of the Algiers Treaty, relations between the Ba'athist and the Pahlavi regimes improved, and Baghdad started pressuring Imam Khomeini to halt his political campaign against the Shah. The Imam, however, firmly rejected the unlawful demand, saying he was prepared to leave Iraq if his political campaign for the liberation of the Iranian people was obstructed. The Imam also displayed his exemplary prudence when the Ba'athist regime tried to involve him in the Iran-Iraq border disputes by separating Iran's national issues of importance from issues concerning the campaign for overthrow of the despotic Pahlavi regime, thereby supporting the interests of the Iranian people and the territorial integrity of Iran. The Imam made every effort to safeguard Islam and the school of the Holy Prophet's immaculate household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in the face of the seditious moves of the repressive and unrepresentative Ba'athist minority regime against Iraq's long-suppressed and persecuted Shia Muslim majority. He also maintained his personal independence, made utmost effort to protect the independence and grandeur of the Najaf Seminary in the face of threats by the Ba'athist regime. He foiled the Ba'athist conspiracy against the Najaf Seminary by declaring his solidarity with other grand ayatollahs or sources of emulation in Iraq. In short, Imam Khomeini was never awed by the political and military power of the repressive Ba'athist minority regime of Baghdad, and at every turn exposed its hypocrisy and godless nature, under the guise of Arab nationalism, against the people of Iran and the Muslim world. Dear listeners, thanks for joining us this week. Do not forget to join us next week for another interesting program. Until then, God bless and take care.